365 on 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. Tune in for the best local programming.
What would you do if the cows ate the clover? What would I do but to set it again? The Bradys are dug and the frost is all over. Kitty, lie over close to the wall. How would you like to be married to a soldier? Kitty, lie over close to the wall. If you married a soldier, what would I do? Only follow his gun. And what would you do if he died on the ocean? What would I do? Only marry again. Babies are born, the herons are roasting. Kitty, lie over close to the wall. You to be drunk and I to be sober. Kitty, lie over close to the wall.
In effect. The Peel Regional Police have requested an Amber Alert on August 21, 2025. Victim 1 Zaid Rahman, 8 months old, boy, Middle Eastern. Suspect 1 Shahzaid Meeman, 40 years old, male, Middle Eastern. Suspect vehicle is a 2023 Grey Nissan Rogue, other license plate CZLM113, Ontario. Last seen in Brampton, If observed, call 911 https://amberalert.op.ca.
Alerte Amber en vigueur en Ontario. La police régionale de Peel a demandé une alerte Amber pour le 21 août 2025. Victime en Zéramont, 8 mois, garçon, Moyen-Oriental. Suspect Chazeb Memon, 40 ans, homme, Moyen-Oriental. Le véhicule du suspect est une Nissan Rogue grise de 2023, autre plaque d'immatriculation c'est ZLM113, Ontario. Vu pour la dernière fois à Brampton. En cas d'observation, appelez le 911 https://ambralaire.op.ca.
There's one from the Mahones, founded right here in Kingston. We got some Irish music for you tonight because St. Patrick's Day is on Monday, so we're going to have some great Irish classics here on Happy Town. And we just had one called Down the Boozer, the Bricklayer song from the 2008 release from the Mahones Irish Punk Collection. That's the name of that one. And before that, we had one from Damien Dempsey with School Days Over. That's a song written by Ewan McCall, done by a lot of great Irish singers like Damien and Luke Kelly. And we started off the show with the legendary Chieftains with one called Frost Is All Over. My name is John. I'd like to welcome you to another week of great folk music here on CFRC, your Thursday night folk music experience from 6 to 7 every Thursday.
My love by the gasworks crying, dreamed a dream by the old canal. Kiss my girl by the factory wall, dirty old town, dirty old town. Clouds are drifting across the moon. Cats are prowling on their beat. Spring's a girl in the streets at night. Dirty old town, dirty old town. Heard a siren from the dock. Saw a train set the night on fire. Smelled the spring in the smoky wind. Dirty old town, dirty old town.
That's Kingston's Celtic Kitchen Party. You are appearing on, let's see, Saturday night. Yep, Saturday night at the Grand Theater. So check that out if you want to get in the mood for St. Patrick's Day on this weekend leading up to St. Patrick's Day, which is on Monday. So the Celtic Kitchen Party is a party band doing Celtic music, as you probably gathered, but it's not like a trick name. That's really what they do, and they will be rocking the Grand Theater coming up on Saturday night. So go to kingstongrand.ca and you'll find that there. You can just punch in Celtic Kitchen Party and search it, but it should pop up for you. It says they are hometown boys, and it looks like there's six of them. They have different lineups over the years. They got six strong, so check it out. the dynamic, spirited ensemble infusing the traditions of Celtic music with their own modern twist, Saturday night at the Grand Theatre.
City. the foggy dew.
Flow in a free and easy way, but give me enough of the fine old stuff that's made near Galway Bay. And policemen all from Donegal, Sligo and Leitrim too, we'll give them the slip and we'll take a sip of the rail or Mountain Dew. Hi, diddly diddly dum, diddly doodle dum, diddly doo, ride diddly day. Hi, diddly diddly dum, diddly doodle dum, diddly doo, ride diddly day.
At the foot of the hill there's a neat little still where the smoke curls up to the sky. By the smoke and the smell you can plainly tell that there's Quitchin brewing nearby. It fills the air with odor rare and betwixt both me and you, when home you stroll you can take a bowl or a bucket of the Mountain Dew.
Hi, diddly diddly dum, diddly doodle dum, diddly doo, ride diddly day. Hi, diddly diddly dum, diddly doodle dum, diddly doo, ride diddly day. Now learned men who use the pen have wrote your praises high. The sweet Pagene from Ireland green, distilled from wheat and rye. Throw away your pills, it'll cure all ills, a pagan, a Christian or two. Take up your coat and grease your throat with the rail old Mountain Dew. Hi, diddly diddly dum, diddly doodly dum, diddly doo, ride diddly day. Hi, diddly diddly dum, diddly doodly dum, diddly doo, ride diddly day. Hi, diddly diddly dum, diddly doodly dum, diddly doo, ride diddly day. Hi, diddly diddly dum, diddly doodly dum, diddly doo, ride diddly day. Hi,
diddly diddly dum, diddly doodly dum, diddly doo, ride diddly day.
Last night as I lay dreaming of pleasant days gone by, me mind been bent on rambling to Ireland I did fly. I stepped on board a vision and I followed with the will, till next I came to anchor at the cross in Spansel Hill. It been on 23rd of June, the day before the fair, when Ireland's sons and daughters and friends assemble there. The young, the old, the brave and the bold came their duty to fulfill at the parish church in Clooney, a mile from Spansel Hill. I went to see me neighbours, to see what they might say. The old ones were all dead and gone, the young ones turning grey. But I met the tailor Quigley, he's as bold as ever still. Ah, he used to make me breeches when I lived in Spansel Hill.
first and only love. She's as white as any lily, gentle as a dove. And she threw her arms around me, saying, Johnny, I love you still. Ah, she's now the farmer's daughter and the pride of Spansel Hill. I dreamt I held and kissed her, as in the days of yore. Ah, Johnny, you're only joking, as many's the time before. Then the cock, he crew in the morning, he crew both loud and shrill. I awoke in California, many miles from Spansel Hill.
And there's one from the Dubliners that's called Spansel Hill. We had one before that from the Clancy Brothers and Tommy Makem with a popular upbeat tune called The Good Old Mountain Dew. And we start the set off with one from the great Sinead O'Connor with The Foggy Dew. It will be right back with some more music for you after a few words, so stick around for some more Irish music for our St. Patrick's Day edition of Happy Town on CFRC. We broadcast at 101.9 FM and on Cogeco Cable Channel 282 and on the internet at cfrc.ca.
Partners in Mission Food Bank could not exist without the loyalty, dedication, and support of volunteers, some of whom have been with us for over 30 years. Our team of volunteers consists of individuals who continually devote both their time and skills on a regular basis in an effort to make a positive impact on hunger and the food needs of the community. Volunteering has no age limits. Your commitment and energy is enough. It is a great way to make new friends and contribute to your community. Partners in Mission Food Bank volunteers provide essential services in many ways, including assembling daily hampers, sorting food donations, breaking down and portioning bulk items, packing eggs into cartons, keeping the warehouse safe and clean, and providing helpful input to other volunteers and staff. Interested in volunteering with Partners in Mission Food Bank? Please call our volunteer coordinator at 613-544-4100.
Are you representing yourself in family court? The Queen's Family Law Clinic helps people with low income who cannot afford lawyers. The clinic assists self-representing family court litigants by completing their documents, helping them negotiate the family court process, and referring them to other family justice resources. Services include applications and motions for things such as custody, access, and child support, and assistance completing a wide range of court forms. Visit the Queen's Family Law Clinic online at queenslawclinics.ca or call them at 613-533-2102.
What you listening to, son?
I don't think you like it.
Well, why not? I like this new generation of music.
What the?
Where did you record this?
See, that's the type of...
It just makes me want to... That's my boy! Yeah!
Things I Will Keep, Thursday, 7 to 9 p.m. on 101.9 FM. Things that
I will keep. I have been advised to listen to this record.
I go home. I go home. I can see memory. I can feel memory. I can taste, smell, and hear. They know me. Belonging. I am found, a sense of belonging. I am found when I go home. They know.
Here's one from a band called The Pairs from London, Ontario, featuring sisters Hilary, Renee, and Noelle, currently on the road out west, and I think in Washington State, and will be coming back and touring kind of relentlessly, it would seem, all the time. Check out thepairsmusic.com for more information about The Pairs from London.
Weep misfortune.
Ontario Amber Alert in effect. The Peel Regional Police have requested an Amber Alert on August 21, 2025. Victim 1 Zaid Rahman, 8 months old, boy, Middle Eastern. Suspect 1 Shahzaid Meeman, 40 years old, male, Middle Eastern. Suspect vehicle is a 2023 Grey Nissan Rogue, other license plate CZLM113, Ontario. Last seen in Brampton. If observed, call 911 https://amberalert.op.ca.
Alerte tombée en vigueur en Ontario. La police régionale de Peel a demandé une alerte tombée pour le 21 août 2025. Victime en Zéramon, 8 mois, garçon, Moyen-Oriental. Suspect Shahzaid Meeman, 40 ans, homme, Moyen-Oriental. Le véhicule du suspect est une Nissan Rogue grise de 2023, autre plaque d'immatriculation CZLM113, Ontario. Vu pour la dernière fois à Brampton. En cas d'observation, appelez le 911https://ambralair.op.ca.
Slowly I want. time will come when the winds will stop and the breeze will cease to be breathing, like the stillness in the wind before the hurricane begins. The hour the ship comes in, oh, the seas will split and the ship will head, and the sands on the shoreline will be shaking. Then the tide will sound and the winds will pound, and the morning will be a-breaking. Oh, the fishes will laugh as they swim out of the path, and the seagulls, they'll be smiling, and the rocks on the sand will proudly stand the hour that the ship comes in. Chains of the sea will have busted in the night and be buried at the bottom of the ocean. A song will lift as the mainsail shifts and the boat drifts out to the shoreline, and the sun will respect every face upon the deck the hour that the ship comes in. Then the sand will carpet of gold for your weary toes be a touch it, and the ship's wise men will remind you once again that the whole wide world is watching.
One day wide open Guardian Bay. He fired the short and candy, which brought him to the ground. On turning to the steam is he, the sea that fatal wound. A bullet pierced his proud young heart from the pistol of a Fitzroy. And Jack is home with the catching him, the wild Canadian boy.
There's one from Margaret Berry, who's considered one of the last of the true traveling people and traveling musicians in Ireland, going around by caravan and playing in the streets and countryside with a voice that did not require a microphone and a banjo that did not either, because it was street performing. So it was a nice, open, loud sound. That's one called The Wild Colonial Boy, a pretty famous song originating in Australia, but quickly becoming famous in Ireland, probably in the 19th century. And that one's still sung often today. It's a good song. Before that, we had The Decemberists and the Chieftains with When the Ship Comes In. That's a Bob Dylan song. And then before that, again, the wonderful Sinead O'Connor with an old Irish air called She Moved Through the Fair. Before that, an English singer going back to the 1960s with a version of a song originating in the northern part of Ireland. It's called Blackwater Side. One of my favorite singers there, Anne Briggs, did that one. And that's a great set of some real traditional Irish music, with the exception of the Bob Dylan lyric there with the song from the Chieftains and Decemberists. You're listening to Happy Town. This is a show featuring some Irish music, and St. Patrick's Day is on Monday, and there's, of course, so much great Irish folk music. I play a fair bit just on any day through the year, but tonight we're having pretty much a full show of Irish songs, with a few exceptions here and there. Now we're going to have one from the Mary Wallopers that come from Dundalk, Ireland. They got started just as kids. They grew up with not a lot of money around, so they entertained themselves learning songs and giving each other crazy haircuts when they were kids. And they became famous during the pandemic when they set up a makeshift pub and started doing live streams on the internet. And they ended up having some unexpected success and have been touring the world all the time, and they, part of their look is their crazy haircuts, which goes back to their childhood, and I guess it's maybe just a coincidence that they happen to be getting COVID haircuts at home, or maybe they just never stopped giving each other home haircuts all through their lives, for all I know. I don't know, but it's something they've done their whole life. Anyway, they've been through Canada like three times in the last year and a half or so, or 2 years, and I think they're coming back in April. They played the Horseshoe, then they played one of those concert halls, and one of those larger old concert halls in Toronto. And I'm not exactly sure where they're playing next time, but let's check. 2025 tour dates. There, Mary Wallopers appear at the Danforth Music Hall on April 22nd in Toronto, so you can go see them if you like the new generation of Irish punk music. So that one's got a ticket price. Looks like it's in the $30-ish range there. That's the lowest price if you want to get seats. It looks like they're selling all sorts of seats in the balcony at this point. Anyway, the mezzanine. Oh, wow. Is this real? The mezzanine is $120. I'm glad I saw them when they were $20. Anyway, there you go. Check it out there, Ticketmaster. Maybe that's the problem for the prices. But Mary Wallopers are in Toronto on April 22nd. Here's a song called Building Up and Tearing England Down. This one by Dominic Behan, I believe, a fine songwriter. He's putting out songs in the 50s and 60s in Ireland.
It's Widgen and the Mary Wallopers. August Toss, Shave Against Up, the Radio Nalifa. Kate is a Shave Punk a Car, Quishlin a Cara. With Fitzpatrick Murphy, Ash and Wimpy's gang. I've been often on the road, on my way to draw the dole, when there's nothing left to do for Johnny Lang. And I used to think that God made the mixer pick on hard, so that Paddy might know hell above the ground. I've had gangers big and tough tell me tear it all out rough, when you're building up and tearing England down. I remember Carrier Jack, he wore a hod upon his back, and he swore one day he'd set the world on fire. And his face we've never seen since his shovel it cut clean through the middle of a big high tension wire. And I saw Paul McCall from the big flyover fall into a concrete mixer spinning round. Though it was not his intent, he gained a fine head of cement when he was building up and tearing England down. I was on the hydro dam at the day that Pat McCann got the better of his stammer in a week. He fell from the shuttering jam, and that poor old stuttering man, he was never, ever more inclined to speak. And no more like Robin Hood will he roam through Cricklewood Wood, or dance around the pubs of Camden Town. Oh, well, let no man complain that no navvy dies in vain when he's building up and tearing England down. Tunnel underground, a young Limerick man was found. He was built into the new Victoria line. And when the bonus gang had passed, sticking through the concrete cast was the face of little Charlie Joe Devine. And the ganger man McGurk said Big Paddy ate the work when a gas pipe burst and he flew off the ground. Well, this where he said, don't slack, it won't be long until I'm back. Keep on building up and tearing England down. So come all you navvies bold, who do think that English gold is just waiting to be plucked from every sod? Or that the likes of you and me will ever get to know me, or a knighthood for good service to the hod? There to keep you in your place, and a ganger man to kick you to the ground. If you ever try to take part of what the bosses make, when you're building up and tearing England down. If you ever try to take part of what the bosses make, when you're building up and tearing England down.
Building Up and Tearing England Down, a song by Dominic Behan, performed by the Mary Wallopers. We'll play you one more from that same songwriter. This is called Patriot Game, performed by the great singer. This is a singer that I think Bob Dylan said was his favorite Irish singer when it came to ballad singing. So this is called The Patriot Game, and this is a Dominic Behan song. We'll see you all next week here on Happy Town. Come back at 6 o'clock on Thursday for more folk music at 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. Have a great weekend coming up. If you're celebrating St. Patrick's Day in any way, I hope you have a lot of fun. Take care of yourself. Stay safe. Bye now.
Come all you young rebels and list while I sing. For the love of one's country is a terrible thing. It banishes fear with the speed of a flame, and it makes us all part of the patriot game. My name is O'Hanlon, and I'm just gone 16. My home is in Monaghan, where I was weaned. I've learned all my life cruel England to blame, and so I'm a patriot game. It's barely 2 years since I wandered away with a local battalion of the bold IRA. The same to play up my part in the patriot game. This island of ours has for long been half free. 6 counties are under John Bull's tyranny. Up my boyhood to drill and to train, to play my own part in the patriot game. And now as I lie here, my body all holds, I think of those traitors who bargained and sold. I wish that my rifle had given the same to those quislings who sold out the patriots.